Hello and thanks for watching Proactive New York. Joining me are Terence Cryan. He's the Executive Chairman of Westwater Resources, as well as Stephen Cates, the company's Chief Accounting Officer, who's just been appointed as its new Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Finance. That's effective from August the 26th. Terence, Steve, good to speak with you today.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you for having us.
So Terence, before we get into the appointments, for those viewers not familiar with the company, can you give us a brief overview of Westwater Resources?
Absolutely. Happy to. Westwater Resources is a publicly traded company listed on the New York Stock Exchange American. We are focused in the battery-grade graphite material space. We are in construction on an advanced graphite materials processing plant in Kellyton, Alabama, which is scheduled for completion mid-year 2023. We also control the mineral rights to a graphite deposit in Alabama, in Coosa County, located about 30 miles from our processing plant. And we have taken a slightly different approach to developing our business than is traditional by moving forward on developing the processing plant prior to developing the graphite deposit. We think there's a lot of benefits to that. Lower capital cost up front gets us into revenue and cash flow sooner, puts us in the position to be really the first U.S. advanced graphite material processing plant. The United States is, you know, currently 100% dependent on foreign graphite. Most of it coming from China. And so developing, you know, a domestic source of advanced graphite for the electric vehicle and battery storage industry, we think really positions us well.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to that in just a moment. Let's look at Steve's appointment then, because this was really the end of a succession successful succession strategy for the company, wasn't it?
It really was. Starting over a year ago, we began to do succession planning around our CFO role. Jeff Vigil, the incumbent who has been with us for 9 years and really has been instrumental as we've transformed Westwater Resources into a pure play graphite company and put a balance sheet in place that enables us to execute that plan, will be retiring at the end of August. And so for the past year, Steve has been, you know, with us as our principal accounting officer and has, you know, demonstrated that he is absolutely ready, you know, to take this next step. So, you know, we're excited about this. I am, you know, very grateful for how smooth, you know, this process has been and for the terrific job that Jeff has done mentoring Steve.
Steve, let's bring you in here. Do you want to give us a bit of your background?
Yeah. So I've, spent my career about 20 years in accounting and finance, started with a big four accounting firm overseeing audits and advisory services, and then worked at various positions since then. Most of my background has been in energy. About 18 of the 20 years has been in the extractive industry, whether it be within the oil and gas sector or the mining sector. And, you know, when I think about my career, I've worked for some rather large organizations, and I've actually worked for some that are smaller and growing in similar places as Westwater. And as I look back, the most joy I've had and the most fun that I've had is in companies that are this size, entrepreneurial, wanting to grow and in a growth mode. And just the idea of building out a team, helping build out a culture and execute a long-term growth strategy plan has been the most rewarding. And so those were a couple of the things that attracted me to Westwater when I began looking over a year ago and heard about this opportunity.
Mm. So tell us then, because you are going to be integral to overseeing financial activities and obviously taking Kellyton to fruition. How easy is that going to be with the financial situation of the company?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm stepping in as a CFO in a great situation. To Mr. Cryan's point, Jeff has done a fantastic job over his 9 years positioning the company well financially. At the end of March, we had $116 million of cash on the balance sheet and no debt. Phase one of the Kellyton processing plant is budgeted at $202 million. And so there is some additional capital that we'll be looking to raise. And we're in process of talking to third parties and seeking that additional source of capital. But to have over half of the project funded already on the balance sheet with no debt, I think puts us in a fantastic position to be able to raise that additional capital and keep advancing the project while we're looking for that.
I mean, when would you expect to have to raise that capital then, Steve?
Well, you know, we're expecting the plant phase one completion to be done at the end of Q2 of next year. And obviously in any long-term construction project, you've got some ebbs and flows in cash. And so it's spread out over the next about 12 months. So we'll be looking to raise the balance of the cash needed. I'd say probably over the next 6 to 9 months.
So Terence, let's bring you back in here because you talked about getting the processing facility going ahead of the Coosa graphite deposit. Tell us more about the Coosa graphite deposit because I understand that it's also a vanadium deposit as well.
Yes, indeed. So we control the mineral rights to approximately 42,000 acres in Coosa County. Alabama has a long history of graphite mining, going back to the First and Second World War. And we recently completed a year-long drilling program up at the Coosa deposit site, and we're currently processing that information, and we'll be developing a resource model that'll be integral to the mine development. And we expect to release additional information regarding the mine development plan later this year. You are correct that we have identified that in addition to graphite, there is vanadium present at Coosa. We're not currently putting any economic value for that vanadium into our economic models, but as we get further along with our resource modeling, I think we'll be in a position to better assess that, but it could be impactful, absolutely.
Well, Steve, since you're the man in charge of the balance sheet, when you give us the investment case as you see it for Westwater Resources?
Yeah, so, you know, our balance sheet, as I mentioned, $116 million of cash and no debt at the end of March. We are traded on the New York Stock Exchange, as Mr. Cryan said. We have good liquidity in our stock. And so I think that just provides a unique opportunity for investors to get in on the ground floor as we are growing. And every step of the way where we start to de-risk the project, we increase to add value to Westwater and the shareholders. So recently we announced the receipt of our air permit from the state of Alabama. And so right now we have all the permits necessary to complete the construction of our phase one of the Kellyton graphite processing plant. And so every milestone that this team reaches continues to de-risk the project itself. And so again, a lot of flexibility, a lot of liquidity in the market with the way our shares trade. And a strong balance sheet with $116 million of cash and no debt.
Terence, what sorts of news flow should shareholders be looking out for in the short to medium term?
So in addition to additional information with regard to the Coosa mine plan that we expect to release later this year, we're going to keep investors current on the progress that we're making towards completion of our Kellyton processing plant. I also anticipate that we're going to have a steady drumbeat of announcements with regard to our commercial activities as we, you know, seek to put in place customer contracts for 100% of our production beginning mid-year 2023. So, you know, it's an exciting time at Westwater. Certainly appreciate the interest. We're in a market that is, you know, going to experience explosive growth, and we'll be the first advanced graphite materials plant to operate in the United States to serve the electric vehicle and the battery storage industry. So we couldn't be more excited. I'm excited about Steve's appointment, and we look forward to, you know, more progress in the weeks and months to come.
Gents, thank you very much. I hope you'll keep us updated on the progress. Congratulations again, Steve, on that appointment, and I hope we'll be speaking with you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Terence Cryan is the Executive Chairman of Westwater Resources. Stephen Cates is the incoming Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Finance.